The national program from Radio Fiji. It's 20 minutes past 8. And from the BBC, Sam Pollock presents his newsletter from Britain.
Hello, Fiji listeners. This is Sam Pollock speaking from London. One of the stretches of Britain's coastline which is most frequently menaced by oil pollution is the vicinity of the famous White Cliffs of Dover, that is, the coast of Kent. Lying at the narrow eastern end of the English Channel, there's not only the risk from colliding tankers in one of the world's most congested seaways, there's also the risk from the more everyday oil slick in an area of the North Sea which seems to be a favorite dumping ground with tankers. In these conditions, people who resent the oil pollution of Kentish beaches, and who doesn't, might be expected to welcome efforts to strike oil here in Britain. Efforts which, if successful, would reduce the pollution peril from oil that has to be imported in tankers from overseas. But then, drilling for oil can produce another kind of pollution, the kind that has befallen the tiny village of Mark Beach in that same county of Kent. A giant oil rig now dominates the village of Mark Beach, population 300, and interrupts the view across the Weald of Kent, one of the most pleasing prospects in Britain. Drilling goes on night and day, banishing peace and sleep from what was formerly what we call a sleepy hamlet. It used to be said that not everyone in Mark Beach, which by the way is spelt with a double E after the beech trees which once abounded there, not everyone in Mark Beach objects to the new setup. It's a good thing, one of the inhabitants said, they've been asleep in this place too long. And that wasn't one of the local teenagers talking. It was a 76-year-old villager who's lived there all his life. It's curious that the current crusade against noise pollution